Just, you know, setting the vibe for... Okay, bye.
Hello, kids. How are you? 11:01. I'm Bob Angel, and welcome to Detox Mansion at 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Am I ready to go? No. We got a special version of Detox Mansion today. My special guest will be Phil Wilcox. He's expected to arrive in about 15 minutes or so, but we're going to do, we're going to preview Record Store Day, which is coming up next Saturday, but it's the closest show I have to Record Store Day. There's a bunch of great releases, and we are going to be, as I try to set up as I speak on the air, let's do that, and right, okay, so... Let's do that. That's not right. That's not right. Okay. All right. So everything we play today, not everything, but 99% of what we play today are going to be releases on vinyl for Record Store Day. And let me get my information out here because... C. Under C, we have Cheech and Chong. There it is, Up in Smoke, the 40th anniversary edition of Cheech and Chong's Up in Smoke on a 7-inch vinyl. And so we're going to start with that because we like to start with comedy on the Detox Mansion, don't we? Welcome, and here's Cheech and Chong. Well, no, stop. I just switched everything around. Now here's Cheech and Chong.
Up in Smoke, that's where my money goes. In my lungs, and sometimes up my nose. When troubled times begin to bother me, I take a toke and all my cares go up in smoke.
Up in smoke, donde todo es libre. There are no signs que dicen no. So I roll un bummer y me doy un buen toque. Y después I choke y todos mis cares go up in smoke.
Come on, let's go get high.
Up in smoke, that's where I wanna be.
Chase all the clouds from the sky.
It's hard to explain how a few precious things seem to follow throughout all our lives. After all said and done, I was watching my son sleeping there with my bear by his side. So I tucked him in, I kissed him, and as I was gone, I'd swear that old bear whispered, "Boy, welcome home. Believe me if you can, I finally come back to the house in New Cornerbound. And what do you know? There's so much to be done. Count all the bees in the hive, chase all the clouds from the sky.
Back
to the days of Christopher Robin.
Is Sean Hannity openly fantasizing about
Detox Mansion with Bob Angel?
I assume you can't say nothing defamatory and you can't say f*** is a cunt, right?
Or anus?
I think I'll be all right then.
You're listening to Detox Mansion with Bob Angel.
Also starring Lee Meriwether.
Cool.
I am a big fan of this program.
On 91.5 WMFO.
Say it!
Tufts Freeform Radio.
Run, run, run for the rumbles. The quicker it opens, the sooner it closes. Man, oh, red lemon. All good things in all good time.
Reach for the sun, catch hold of the moon. They're both too heavy, but what can you do?
I'm floating in the blimp a lot. I feel the feeling I forgot. We're swimming weightless in the womb. We're bouncing gently round the room. In a minute I'll be free, and you'll be splashing in the sea. I see the path ahead of me. In a minute I'll be free, and you'll be splashing in the sea.
You're welcome. 91.5 WMFO and the Allman Brothers Band, live version of Trouble No More. Now, that's not the exact live version that's available on Record Store Day. We took from Boston show from Boston Common in 1971 that was broadcast on WBCN back in the day. But the Allman Brothers are releasing a 4-LP set. Called Live at the Atlanta Pop Festival, July 3rd and 5th, 1970. So we heard Trouble No More. Not bad. Before that, Fish did Free from Billy Breathes. That's going to be re-released on an LP. This is all vinyl. On a Record Store Day next Saturday. Jerry Garcia, Run for the Roses. That album will be out on Record Store Day. Kenny Loggins did Return to Pooh Corner. Yes. I saw it there and I said, well, I haven't heard that in 30 years. So I put it on. And Cheech and Chong, Up in Smoke, the 40th anniversary edition of it, a 7-inch, is going to be released on Record Store Day. And we welcome Phil Wilcox. Welcome, Phil.
How's it going, everybody? Happy Sunday.
Phil is our resident expert on Record Store Day.
This is my 7th year doing it. I work at Tres Gatos in Jamaica Plain. It is a Spanish tapas bar, also a book and record store.
A topless bar? What? No, tapas bar.
Yeah, the first time I told my parents that, they were like, where are you working? I'm like, it's tapas. Small plates.
T-A-P-A-S, yeah.
Even when I clarified the topless to tapas thing, they were like, what is a small plate? Who would want that? But anyway, we had done Record Store Day the last 7 years. We closed down the restaurant. Every corner, every table, every bar stool is just covered in vinyl. There are, I believe, 425 records coming out, and we are getting, hopefully, all of them, including the Kenny Loggins children's record.
Yeah.
It's amazing. As a little record store, we survive on people who come in, you know, a couple times a month, a couple times a week. I know them all, and I know their taste in music, and it's the only time that they're all together in one place. So if you are a big vinyl hound, if you're a big music geek, come on out, because it's great, and you will literally meet new friends. That's the best part. And pick up some great vinyl.
The official count is 423 releases.
423.
423 releases on Record
Store. So I don't know if it's on that list, but there are two new releases that they've announced in the last week that I got the orders in for. There's a new Florence and the Machine single that we're going to be getting in. And then this one's really cool. There's one called Universal Love that is a wedding album, and all of the love songs are non-gender specific.
Is that a various artist one?
Yeah.
I didn't take anything from the various. There's a ton of various artists.
To me, that's some of the coolest stuff. I mean, you go in there and you're like, I'm definitely going to get the Bowie, or I'm going to get the Allman Brothers.
See, the list that I have doesn't break down what exactly is on there, so I couldn't figure, Twin Peaks.
Yeah, the Twin Peaks soundtrack from the new season, both the Angelo Badalamenti score and all of the bands that play at the Roadhouse, which has the Chromatics and the Cactus Brothers and Eddie Vedder and tons of great music on it. But it's always these weird psychedelic Singapore pop of the 60s stuff that surprises me and that I end up picking up.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So we got a lot of stuff to go through today, and we're going to get back to it in just a second. Let me tell you about the weather. And it's going to be crappy. Cold. And it was snowing a little while ago. Temperatures not getting above 38 degrees today. And tomorrow is the worst because it's Patriots Day. It's Marathon Monday. And it's going to be windy and rainy. And, yeah, the wind is going to be right in the runners' faces all the way from Hopkinton to Boston. strong wind, driving rain. Don't count on the Red Sox playing that early game tomorrow. I just don't see it happening. Temperatures will be up into the 50s tomorrow, though, so that's something.
And I want to say I checked. It's a week out, so things can change, but as of right now, Record Store Day, partly cloudy in the mid-50s, which I think is good vinyl shopping weather.
Perfect vinyl shopping weather. Of course it is. Let me look up something here, because I could look at it in a G, because I've picked out a Marvin Gaye thing here.
There's a couple Marvin Gayes coming out.
Are there?
I'm just going to take the time to say one of the really cool things that we're doing, and she's working really hard on it, so I would be remiss to not mention this, is our pastry chef at work, Allison West, because our restaurant is closed on that day, she is going to be making, number one, her famous record cookies, which are chocolate cookies with grooves in them and a hole in the middle, Rice Krispie Treats, brownies, blondies, and all this stuff is complimentary while supplies last. So we open at 9 a.m., If you go in, not only will you be able to get great records, but we also it's going to be unlimited complimentary coffee and really, really, really delicious pastries.
Cool. Okay, so Marvin Gaye, two releases tomorrow, Sexual Healing, the remixes. That's a 12-inch vinyl. And this one, the 45th anniversary vinyl release of Let's Get It On.
Yeah.
Marvin Gaye, 91.5 WMFO.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3. Children are married. Baby, oh, you got the life.
91.5 WMFO on Record Store Day promotion day. Nico. And yes, you recognize that voice. Oh, by the way, if you're looking on the, if you're streaming at WMFO.org and you're looking for, you know, we usually have our set lists that post, you know, as soon as the song starts playing, the song shows up on the screen. That's not there today because our computer is completely down. It's like,
but we're doing this all live, live and without a net. I think it makes it more risky.
You know,
like it.
A little chewing gum here and there, sticking things together, and so that's how we're getting this show together. Anyway, Nico, that I'm not saying, is going to be released as a 7-inch single. Backed with
The Last Mile.
The Last Mile. Thank you. Oh, jeez, you know your stuff.
I did a TV thing earlier this week. I've done a bunch of radio, and I love talking about this stuff. This is literally my favorite day of the year.
Okay. Tom Waits was one of Phil's picks, so I'm going to let him tell you about that song.
So we were talking about the Nico one really quick. That Nico one, written by Gordon Lightfoot. The guitar players are Brian Jones from the Rolling Stones and Jimmy Page when he was a session musician.
Right.
And it was produced, conducted, and arranged by Jimmy Page. That's rad.
Yeah.
And then the Tom Waits one, that is from Orphans, Beggars, Ballers, and Bastards, which came out in 2005, I want to say. It's only ever been available as a box set, which was very pretty but very expensive. The three different discs are getting released on Record Store Day as individual records. Brawlers is rock songs, and that's Lie to Me, the one that we played, is from that. Ballers is sad kind of torch songs, and Bastards is just weird Tom Waits stuff. Weird Tom Waits stuff.
Weird for Tom Waits?
Really weird. Like Tom Waits.
Tom Waits is a sort of level of weird anyway.
There's some like nursery rhymes on that record. There's like spoken word storytelling on it, but they're all really cool records. And that is personally of the 424 releases, the one that I'm the most excited about.
All right. Harry Nilsson before that. We heard Down by the Sea from Pussycats. And if you're a history rock and roll history buff, you know that was the one produced by John Lennon during the Lost Weekend. All sorts of shenanigans went on in the studio. In fact, they got banned. I think it was a record plant. Was it a record plant? I can't remember.
Some studio.
Yeah, some studio where they just defecated on the mixing board.
There's also...
they just misbehaved completely.
It was the Troubadour? I'm trying to remember whose show it was, but you remember they got...
The Smothers Brothers.
The Smothers
at
Brothers.
At the Troubadour.
They got thrown out for heckling.
Right.
Despite all of the crazy stuff that was going on while that record's being made, it's a great record, but the downside is Harry Nilsson really sings hard on it, like sings his guts out. Lost his voice, like almost forever. Like it took him years to get his voice back after that record.
He did a record called Do It on Monday.
I love that record.
Which he has his bad voice, but he still sounds pretty damn good.
Yeah,
well, he learned how to use it.
No one can sing like that. I mean, he's got like...
Well, when his voice was good, though,
he's got like five voices.
Right. And when he holds a note, nobody held a note like Harry Nilsson could do it. He just blew me away. And it's so sad that we lost him. Marvin Gaye started things off, and his LP, 45th anniversary of Let's Get It On, is going to be out, as well as remixes from...
It's Sexual Healing.
Sexual Healing.
If you're a DJ, I've actually heard some of these remixes, and they are really, really good. They're very groovy.
Okay. Now... How up on you are on the Rascals release? This is Young Rascals, but I think it's a compilation of both Young Rascals and Rascals.
Yeah, it's a is it a like a 2 LP box? I think that one I haven't actually talked about that much. You got to remember, there's 424 of these.
Yeah, I know. You've been so good about it, all the other ones. I thought you'd be right on top of this one. So Rascals, Rascals. There we go. Okay, the complete singles. A and B sides.
To put it into perspective of how many records there are, the list, the paper list of this is what, like 15 pages long?
Exactly.
And number one, if you guys have a question about whether we're getting a record in, you can write me at store, STORE, at tracegattosjp.com. Everything is showing up this week. I ordered everything. I don't know exactly what I'm getting yet, but I do know how much it weighs, and we're getting something in the neighborhood of 900 pounds of vinyl. So.
Wow. Anyway, so complete singles, A's and B's, is a 4 LP set, a limited run Record Store Day release. So we're going to do... Was this their biggest hit? I think probably.
Which one?
Good Lovin'.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that and It's a Beautiful Morning, I guess, would be number two, right? Or
probably.
Or Groovin'.
are grooving. They had a lot of hits. They were great. I love the Rascals.
I like Lonely Too Long. That one's a good one, but this is great.
As you choke to death. I'm gonna keep your mic open while you're choking.
So I just want, for the listeners at home, I already told Bob this. I went to the Red Sox game on Tuesday. It was great. We won 14-1, but it was a 5-hour game in 30-degree temperatures, and yeah, I got a cough.
All right, let's count to three. Whoops. I wish I would pot things up like I'm supposed to do that. And here we go.
1, 2, 3.
Okay, here we go.
Going on 25, and you were swimming out in that river. Well,
declaring it was July 4th as the sky filled with lightning. And I walked through the streets to your old man's place, but not a single light was shining. And all those busted out windows like a dead man's eyes, I guess I knew it was a sign. And if I ever grow old and I'm looking back on these wild and reckless times, were they the best days of our lives? These wild and reckless times.
Let's dance. Your face.